The 23 names include priests that served within the diocese, and many allegations date back 30 years or more. They include a retired priest that was placed on administrative leave last fall. Administrative Services Director Dan Blank says it's a coming clean moment for the Superior Diocese.
We are ashamed and embarrassed and apologetic and acknowledging the harms of the past, and we want there to never be another case on our watch, if at all possible.
Blank says any new reports of abuse would result in a clergy member being placed on leave and trigger an internal investigation. He says they're required to notify law enforcement immediately about any reports of child abuse. The director of Survivor Advocacy Group, Nate's Mission, says Attorney General Josh Call should verify the accuracy of Superior's list and those of other dioceses. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.